Eminem, Where I'd Be.
I think, you know, everyone needs a confidant in their life, and sometimes that can be a parent or a brother or a best friend. And in the case for you, it was Proof, someone who came through and, you know, saw you. For whatever reason, your paths collided, you know, and you met each other and you rapped at each other, and your life has never been the same ever since, neither was his, you know. And you know, for you, he was just early on in that part of your career, he was your confidence, wasn't he? He was the guy that just, he was the hand on your back pushing you to go.
Oh, yeah. You know, whenever I thought, like, if ever there, you know, Proof was the kind of person that I would go and play something for, and I would get, like, immediately get the, basically, the criticism that I needed. You know what I mean? He would tell me, like, if something was whack, he would make fun of me for it. But he wouldn't do it in a mean way. He would, like, we'd joke about it. You know what I mean? Because that's kind of how our relationship was. But, you know, when I did hit something, when I was onto something, he would tell me, and he'd be, like, really adamant about it. You know what I mean? He would just be like, yo, people need to hear this.
And then he took you down the hip-hop shop, Mo Malone's, man, which is an important part of your life. I mean, I know there was a story in the book where you talk about your first rhyme experience in front of a crowd, which everyone's is going to be terrible. You're never going to get up there and smash the crowd apart. You know, it's never going to happen. But you took a few years away from that, and then Proof was like, come on, dragged you down to the hip-hop shop and got you on the mic again.
Yeah, well, he didn't, like, physically drag me, but he told me, he basically said, come down here tomorrow. He had called me and told me, you know, mm-hmm. come down here tomorrow, try it out. There's going to be this battle going on or whatever, and something was going on down there. I'm not sure if it was, I think it was a battle. And he was telling me, basically, like, wait till most of the people clear out, like, after the battle, and rhyme, you know, just, you ain't got to really battle nobody, just rhyme, mm-hmm. and let people hear you rhyme. And if you don't like it, you ain't got to do it again. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I ended up calling work and telling them that I was going to be a little late.
Where were you working at the time? What were you doing?
Gilbert's Lodge. Mm-hmm. I was a chef, a short order cook or whatever, you know. But yeah. I went down there and I got, just from the few people there, it was like I got this response. It was crazy.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That was like a turning point in my life. That's when I like really, really dug down and got serious with everything. You know, metaphorically, lyrically, paying attention to everything I said, you know, mm-hmm. and making sure like everything was a punchline. Because, you know, in rap, especially back then, everything was punchlines. Metaphors, punchlines, and you were trying to get oohs and ahs from whoever was there.
Something that's missing to me now, I wish more rappers were coming out and actually wanted and actually ended their four bars with some power, you know, as opposed to just like a connection to the next four. 听力课堂, 听class.com